Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Welcome back to the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham, and joining me live on the phone from St. Louis, Missouri, is a relationship coach, spiritual and metaphysical guide at Awakening Heart Transformation Coaching. You could visit the website at www.yourlivingheart.com. I'm speaking with Angelia Godwin. Angelia, thank you for joining the program.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
All right, so Ms. Godwin, just tell me a little bit about Awakening Heart Transformation Coaching.
Okay, well, yes, it's this is a system where it's derived from many different sources, like the I Ching, Kabbalah, Eastern and Western astrology, earthly elements, and metaphysics. So what I do is I teach clients how to understand what makes them tick and how to leverage their current situation so they can make better choices. And understanding their strength as well as their weaknesses, and for example, blind spots, the hidden blind spots, the hidden Achilles heels, and you know, the hidden weaknesses and the hidden strengths, and all of these are pretty much intimately connected to their personality, which also reflects the hidden essence type within themselves. So so what I say is, what is essence? You know, like, what does essence mean? And so essence is, to me, from everything that I've, you know, I've been doing this for 27 years, and essence is the Christ self. You can call it the innate intelligence. You can call it, you know, infinite intelligence, the source. Like a child is born in their essence. So it's a pure state. And like when a child cries, it's in its pure state. So what I help people is to understand their essence and their weaknesses.
Okay, very good. So tell us more about your background.
Okay, well, you know, I've been, as I said, I've been a relationship coach for 27 years. And how I got into becoming what inspired me to become a relationship coach was I came from a very dysfunctional family and background. And I was 15 years old when I realized I was really unhappy, and I didn't know who I was and what I wanted to do and what kind of job. And so, and I left home at the age of 15 because I came from a very dysfunctional family, and I didn't understand my skills, and I was extremely frustrated with life and depressed, angry. I was even, you know, suicidal at that time. So so I didn't have good mentors when I was growing up. So, you know, then I attracted relationships that were extremely abusive, angry, even threatening my life. So, so I was very physically ill at the time as well, in my 20s and 30s. And finally, in 1988, I went to live in an ashram, where I learned to meditate, eat healthy, exercise, do yoga, and have a quiet existence and peaceful life there. So I learned to you know, do all these things, meditate, and what I have found was I was not broken. I wasn't broken. I was just misguided, and so that's when my real journey started becoming much more apparent. That's when I realized self-discovery, and so my life really started then. And then, so this is why I really believe this is what I like to offer my clients, information, because of what I've been through. So I want to help people that's been through what bad relationships, doesn't matter whether it's from family or from partners or friends or even coworkers. I want to help people in relationships.
All right, very good. So you're basically drawing off your past experiences to try to help other people avoid that that same circumstance and situation.
Exactly.
Very good. This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. I'm Rob Wetham, joined by Angelia Godwin. She is a relationship coach, spiritual and metaphysical guide, as well as a just overall mentor at Awakening Heart Transformation Coaching in St. Louis, Missouri. YourLivingHeart.com for more information. So, Angelia, now that we know a little bit about you, what are some of your ambitions for the future? What do you plan on accomplishing with the business?
Well, firstly, I'm going to be writing a book. And then I tend to go and travel. I love to see myself traveling more, doing speaking engagements. I continue to study and learn new systems that are compatible with the elements that I learned, which are the 9 transformational elements. I'm always learning and growing to improve. And so I'm really here to discover new innovative ways to help my clients so they can have better relationships, communication, and success in life.
All right. Very good. So how can people get in touch with you if they have any questions for you?
Angelia Godwin at yourlivingheart.com. They can email me, Angelia Godwin at yourlivingheart.com.
Okay, perfect. So, Angelia, thank you very much for joining the program. It was a pleasure to learn about what you do. And, you know, hopefully at some point down the line, we can catch up with you again.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
This is the Professionals Roundtable on EmpireRadioNow.com. We'll be back after a quick break.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.